WJTL, that's We the Kingdom. Won't he do it? Hey, good morning to you. Happy Awarding Wednesday at 7:04.
And we are giving away base camp passes to Refreshing Mountain Retreat and Adventure Center. The passes grant access to Refreshing Mountain's 33 elevated obstacles, a climbing tower, pedal cart, slingshot, the Wildlife Center, pretty much everything. Opportunities for you to win coming up just around the corner.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Dana Myers, is here. Dana, the Director of Charitable Giving for Brittany's Hope. Good morning to you, Dana.
Good morning.
So great to have you here.
It's great to be here.
Did you do your run this morning?
I did do my run this morning.
Awesome. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yes. Yeah. A bunch of our supporters, Kathy Rosato, Jerry Murray, Roger Garber, and the Segrist family. And their daughter was the one that sang at our gala. She sang A Million Dreams. So
that's awesome.
Liz, the mom, was in the orphanage with My Lin in Vietnam, and they both happened to move to Lancaster. And anyway,
how amazing is that?
It was crazy.
Yeah.
So it's really good. But yeah, that's so great. Hi to everybody.
Hi to everybody. We're going to talk about Bikey for Brittany, but tell us about Brittany's Hope. Just give us the overview.
Sure. So Brittany's Hope was started 25 years ago this year.
Amazing.
And with the mission of aiding orphaned and abandoned children worldwide. So that's a huge mission because we're a little nonprofit in Elizabethtown, but we did that at first by providing adoption grants for families with the heart to adopt a kid with special needs. And because adopting a child internationally is like $30,000 to $40,000, and there are families who want to adopt, and it's a huge commitment, especially with a kid with special needs. The adoption process, and that's been successful. We've adopted 1,612 kids so far.
Amazing!
Yeah,
congratulations. So, that's wonderful.
It is. It's just when you think of it, it's like little babies, and it's like no, now they're. They're adults.
They're adults having babies. Yeah.
And it's really fabulous.
That's great.
And then we also provide, because the adoption process takes so long and we knew we could do more for the kids that were waiting, we partner with orphanages in Vietnam, Kenya, and Ethiopia and uplift the orphanage to become a children's home and then gradually really address the orphan crisis by looking at the reasons kids are becoming orphans and looking at the community. So it's pretty fabulous. It's a lot to celebrate in these 25 years.
It is. And one way folks could celebrate and support what you're doing is to Bike for Brittany.
Yes. Yeah. On Sunday, June 29th, we have Biking for Brittany. It's a metric century and metric half century bike ride. It starts at the Star Barn at 7 a.m. So it's these great rides and an after party afterwards, and it's just really fun, and it's a great way to get out, enjoy our beautiful land around here.
We live in a beautiful area. Yeah,
we really do.
We're very fortunate.
Yeah, driving here today, I'm like, you go 283 every day,
yeah,
and then you take a little turn off to come here,
and it's farmland. It's beautiful.
Gorgeous, yeah. So this gives a chance to do that.
You were very spoiled. So this would be a great ride throughout the Lancaster County farmland. It starts at the Star Barn,
yes,
ends at the Star Barn.
Yes.
That's very cool.
Yes.
So what do people need to do to sign up?
So you can go to brittanyshope.org, look at events, and we're there, or bikingforbrittany.org. You can also register that way. So if you haven't done anything for Father's Day yet, it's a great idea, because it's like what everyone's about experiences and, let's do something with our family. And
yeah.
It's a great way to celebrate. And, we're working a lot with children who don't have fathers, and it's a great way to celebrate your father. And we've united all these kids, so now they do have fathers. So it is a great way to remember that.
Now, you're a runner, so you probably know, like, do you have to be a pretty experienced bike rider, or can you be a casual bike rider to do this?
So when you say a metric century, I am not a biker,
right?
But so it's like that, that thought process is, so it's 62 miles or 34 miles.
Okay.
So you can do 62 miles. You probably want to be pretty experienced. 34 miles you can do. We have fabulous rest stops. KW Realty provides the rest stops for us. So, and they're like themed, and at one, there's at the midway point, we have empanadas, and so it's not a stressful ride. It's not a race. But if you are an experienced rider, we have Strava segments.
Okay.
And if you're if you're into exercising and you know that, yeah, like people have this app on their phone and it's Strava and you compare your distance and your times, and it's our families, like,
yeah,
like, you know, what we live by.
Yeah.
But so there's these time Strava segments. So if you would like to, you can compete, and we have cash prizes for them.
That's
and
cool.
Those Strava segments are only on the metric route. So yeah, you can pick whichever one, and yeah, and there's significant cash prizes. So, you know, a lot of bikers and runners do things if they can win.
Sure, so, you know, I get
so that's,
that.
That's great. Yeah. You know, so yeah, so there's something for the competitive people, and then there's something for the casual riders as well.
That's cool. I'm seeing a lot of yard signs.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We have
about it.
We have a fabulous committee of very experienced riders. So, which is crazy important. And
yeah,
you know, they really said, you know, we're going to take this and run with it ourselves. And we have been so blessed by the committee, Molly Steger and Jamie Clinton especially, and then, you know, and a whole great committee. And so they have planned this great route. And we're just really fortunate to have that. And the after party afterwards is like, they're like, you can't really get this in a ride. They've done so many, and you know, it's at the Star Barn, and we get Brittany's Hope works really well to get everything donated, but we have, I think it's like over 500 hamburgers donated.
Wow,
just from different butchers in the area. So
how great is
and
that?
Then like, yeah, you know, you have people donating the rolls and the condiments and like salads and just pickles for the rest stops.
It's going to be a great celebration.
It is going to be a great celebration.
Bike Geek for Brittany is coming up Sunday, June the 29th. You can sign up online, brittanyshope.org or bikegeekforbrittany.org.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Check it out. We'll talk more with Dana coming up in just a bit. We have music on the way too. Blessing Offer, Hope Darst, and more.